For the Purpose Critique Education Review, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, our podcast, proudly presents...
It's time for the Nerdlings, and as promised, here is Prince Unikides number 3.
You know what I like about this?
What's that?
Prince passed away, but now the Vikings are going into the playoffs.
Minnesota.
Now. AFC, I know, let me see.
Purple.
I think, yes, so that's where we're at, so... A lot of people are saying the Patriots are stronger, but I'm going to tell you, for Prince, I would really like to see Minnesota get it because they're playing in Minnesota this year.
Yeah.
So this would be the perfect podcast slash memorial to Prince. I really want to see this. So let's shoot it up.
Well, I am WC Chronicles, your senior host of this Nerdlings podcast.
Jersey Mike getting ready, Minnesota, Prince.
And how did this come about? Wasn't firm solid about visiting another Prince Unikides. We've done 1 and 2. This is playing rare, hard to find music of his. I had when I was doing the repotting up after being gone on vacation, I noticed that I had put up a Prince podcast saying, hey, the new one's coming. I figure, hey, I told a lot of people that. I saw the numbers on it. We got to do it. Tried to do it last time, last recording session. Damn internet would not go, could not even get a spinning death wheel beach ball.
No, just bizarre. It's just bizarre for some reason. Vegas, I don't know if it's, you know, what do you want to call it?
Call it anything. Who
whatever.
Knows?
The aliens, the spaceships from Area 51, the government bringing in a dignitary,
yes,
or too many people drawing off. It just crashed us. So we're back. We're not taking no for an answer, internet. We're pushing forward. Prince.
So here it is. We're kind of focusing a little bit on the Purple Rain soundtrack. Released June 25th, 1984. Prince wrote all the music and played all the instruments. It stayed at the number one album spot for 24 weeks.
Wow, almost half a year. That's almost unheard of.
Now, here's the unheard of. I didn't know this. It traded spots in the one spot, kind of the ding-dong thing, like a horse race, with Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA twice, once in 1984 and again in 1985. Now, this past June of 2017, Warner released a 3 CD, 1 DVD, deluxe version of Purple Rain. One disc was called From the Vault and Previously Unreleased, and another disc was called Single Edits and B-Sides. Just a gold mine of Prince.
I was just going to say, unreleased vault versions and B-Sides bonanza. I love this.
Yeah, go get it, man. So we're going to play one.
Hey,
first,
it's like living here in Vegas. You know, you want to do something, go to bingo. Well, we got our bingo, a B-side of Prince from the Paisley Park / Ready to Roll. Let's go crazy.
Let's go crazy. This is a special dance mix featuring it because you need to go buy it. It's on disc 3, track 4.
Buy it.
Dearly beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
let's
the chaos and stuff. You know, you got people coming, going, going, coming, and you're just like, shit, man. I just want to chill. And this is what we're doing. Chilling on the
Prince Viney. Prince Unikides, you know.
I was going to say the Viney Squirrel podcast.
So, you know, that's probably the first time I ever heard that. I remember seeing it in the stores in high school, but it's like, I can only afford so much in these 12. I was busy buying Madonna 12-inch vinyl singles.
You know? That's it, because everybody thought we're going to sleep with Madonna. Right. Let's be real. You know? But hey, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, that's actually, I think, was taken from the movie Purple Rain, because they actually did that when he was live at the... Yeah. In Minnesota, I forget it. Okay, let's get on.
Next track. This is the one you picked. Darling Nikki.
Oh, I love Darling Nikki. This is... Yeah. This is a little sexist twist, but
it's
life.
Yeah, I mean, Darling Nikki could have been a single, but it was
not
a single.
Whatever happened, it was a B-side.
It was a B-side. It caused quite an uproar because of its sexual lyrics.
And now today...
But that's what made it. This is what got Tipper Gore and that whole thing about, record albums have to have warning labels, you know. Country songs need warning labels, too.
And now today you put on Instagram, there's half-naked women. Oh, that's okay, as long as she covers up this and this, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, this wasn't back then, so Darling Nikki.
Darling Nikki, here is an unreleased version of it. You're going to like this. Never heard this before.
You could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. So many devices, everything that might goodbye. She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out, and Nikki started to grind. Nikki. Castle started spinning, maybe it was my brain. I can't tell you. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you some now. I think you need some. Get your ass out of here. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind.
Master version, but the song that just made so much controversy growing up.
Yes, I mean that's an unreleased version of Darling Nikki. I mean that just yeah.
That in Erotic City, one of his other songs, he just put it out there when people were like, huh? They bought the music, and he just sold more and more records.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
There you go.
Shock value.
Shock value. Shock, shock, chop, chop value.
Yes.
So gets us to our third track for Prince Uniquities. This is. You got to throw Wind Doves Cry in there somehow. So what I got is a different version that I came up with. This is the extended version from the 12-inch vinyl UK
Okay? Oh, nice. Okay.
And it's actually kind of the audio from the music video that comes in at 5:52.
Cross the pond
version. Cross the pond version. Here we go. When Doves Cry.
Like my mother, she's never satisfied.
next on the album would come I Would Die For You. I know I used to know that song forever. Wow.
When did you first see the video we were talking
Probably
about?
Probably 1983, beginning of 84, whatever them Friday night videos. We didn't have cable.
I got into watching Casey Kasem, hint, hint, America's Top 10, and I remember it came on like at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, went down, watched it, and I kind of missed the intro, but went straight to playing this. And I'm kind of like, what the, should I be, well, if Casey approved it, I can watch this, you know.
That's it.
You never looked at it, you never looked at Blue Medical Scrubs the same again.
Never again.
So, if you've never seen that video, the audio track, it's the one that's from England, I believe it was Euro MTV, go dig it up and watch it. Brings us to your second choice, 1999.
It's either that or Little Red Corvette, his early outstanding, in my opinion, and a lot of others, because it was a very different world back then. It was
a very different time.
Very nice. It was just, you know, listen, let's be real. We didn't have these phones that we stare like this and we get all this technology right in front of ourselves and stuff. No, you had to put one foot in front of the other. You had to go to the store. You did a payphone. People say, well, you're outdated. No, it's not outdated. It was a different time. Families cared about each other. It seems to be a little more. Things were more, maybe a little slower, more wholesome. I don't know.
A little more Mayberry.
Yeah. You know,
I don't think you put Prince in Mayberry, but hell, you know, why not?
It's just different.
So, the song, 1989. In 1998, Prince was breaking his contracts and getting away from Warner. He put out an EP, and it was called The New Masters. So here, he put out an EP of 7 remixes, new recordings of 1999.
Wow, that is spectacular.
If you can find this, buy it, you know, because these are some wavy, gravy, cool remixes.
Some wild, wicked shit you gotta hear.
This is the last track, track number 7 from that EP. It's called the Acapella Mix.
Nice.
This is the party of all parties. Everybody, are you ready, y'all? I'm here to party. Did you come to party, y'all? I can't hear you. I'm ready, party. Party.
Yeah, yeah.
With Biddle Bubbly.
1999.
I'm ready, party. Party. With Biddle Bubbly.
1999.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray.
But when I woke up this morning, could have sworn it was Judgment Day.
What do you say? What do you say?
The sky was all purple, there were people running everywhere.
Trying to run from my destruction, you know I didn't even care.
No, I didn't even care.
Say
2000 party over, who's out of time.
So
tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Party! Party!
Oh,
wow. With 1999. I'm ready, party! Party!
Oh, with
1999.
I was dreaming when I wrote this, so sue me if I go too fast.
If I'm going too fast.
But life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last.
War is all around us. My mind says prepare to fight.
So if I gotta die, I'm gonna listen to my body tonight.
Yeah, yeah, they say
2000 party over, who's out of time.
Party! Party!
So
tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Party! Party!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've been
in the party. For real.
Party.
This is a real party here, baby.
Party.
This is official. You know what I'm saying? And this is how we get down. Yo, Purple Rain sustain as Prince entertain. Only love from the God above change the name. No ego in the game. No need to place blame. And other than the freedom, the music stays the same. He never took a title that he don't claim. Haters be hating because it's way beyond fame. Love for one another. It's only one aim. As the skies turn the color of red, I seen flames. Then 1999 came. Put up your hands and show no shame. This is the party of the century. And the artists in the house with the NPG. Hands in the air so many I can't see. Put up your hands if you know you're free and say, party,
party,
party.
If you didn't come to party, don't bother knocking on my door.
All night, y'all, all night, y'all, come on, gotta get down.
I got a lion in my pocket, and baby, he's ready to roar.
Yeah. Say what? Party, party, come on, party. All right, y'all, all night, y'all, got to get down, all right, y'all. Come on, got to get down. Tell me who's in here. Tell me who's in here.
Say what? 1000 party over, whoops, out of time.
Who wanna get on down with your man Doug East?
Tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Who wanna get on down with your man Larry? Come on,
2000 party over, who's out of time.
Who wanna get on down with your girl Rosie?
Tonight I'm gonna party we're gonna
represent Northeast, represent 1999. East Coast, represent Southeast, represent
1999.
Northeast, represent. Come on, I got to get that. Put your hands up, come on. Put your hands up, come on. Let me see. Put your hands up, come on. Let me see. Come on, put your hands up. Push them up like this. Come on, put your hands up. Push them up like this. Come on. Represent. 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 LA. Represent. New York.
Raise your hands up in the.
Represent. Say what?
Raise your hands up in the. Raise your hands up in the. Woo woo. Woo woo.
Mommy. Why is everybody on the bum?
Mind blowing, glass breaking. When they say, "Mommy, why is everybody on the bus?" That is just,
yeah, isn't that cool? I mean, that's basically the vocals from one of the other remixes without the music. But God, I mean, as I was saying, it'd be fun to cue that up somewhere near the first little bit of the song. You get the guy who is basically passed out from the party before. You slowly, quietly put the big speakers next to both left and right side of his head. Volume up to 11. Because it only goes to 10, but you go to 11, hit play, and watch them get up.
Wow, like, what the fuck? Like Wile E. Coyote's brain goes,
yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Oh. Okay, next track. I found a thing of Purple Rain, which is, it's kind of, you know, if that last of 1989 was a zig, this is it's time to zag.
Oh, wow.
So this is Purple Rain, the original instrumental strings and keyboards.
Now, this is going to be interesting.
This is interesting.
I've never heard this type of non
stripped down to different
stripped
stuff.
Down to the different, you know,
yeah.
Like not the hardcore music.
Yeah.
The different kind of
they call them stems.
Yeah, and percussion instruments and different
mm-hmm.
stuff and, like, you know, chimes. Are they going to have little bells? What is this? I'm really looking forward to this.
So here is 11 minutes and 40 seconds of Almost Dessert.
Thank you.
What do you say? Where do you start at?
You don't. You just finish that and say, Prince, you have... We're very blessed, very talented, just an incredible source of iconic music.
Yeah, I think it's neat. You hear that little bit of chatter going on in the very, very background. So this is the building of Purple Rain, one layer at a time.
One layer at a time, like a 10-story cake, what do they call them, for like a wedding or yeah. a big opening or a 100th anniversary. Prince, wherever you are, hopefully in the next life, heaven, or whatever you want to call your mind rendition.
But we're not done yet.
No, it's
we
just
got one more.
It's just that was really the opening the gates to wherever you were, and I hope you're resting
yeah,
in peace.
I agree. So we did on one of the other podcasts, we played Bad, a different remix of it, Michael Jackson's Bad. Bad was supposed to be a song that Prince and Michael Jackson were gonna go do together.
Never knew that.
You gotta listen to your own podcast, Jersey Mike. But anyway.
I just think I'm in one of these.
They shared the stage once when James Brown pulled them both up on stage. Michael Jackson sang a little bit. Prince played a little guitar and did some microphone tricks. They never really did anything together. I would have pictured if they were still alive, they could have teamed up together.
But did they want to team up together?
Probably
though?
Not.
See, that's it. Michael Jackson demanded the top, and Prince did too, even though
yeah.
I think Michael Jackson and Prince were kind of low-level, low-key, humble people.
Yeah.
But when they had their
one
performance...
One is Zig, the other is Zag.
Yeah, and then Zag to Zig. I mean, it was just two different worlds of music that demanded to be the main
examined,
event.
You know?
So who's going to be the main artist at the event? Prince
exactly.
or Michael Jackson? You know, we should put that up to our voters.
Well, here's something. Let's play the track I picked out, I found... This is not Michael Jackson singing. This is a Michael Jackson impersonator out of New York City. His name is Michael Trapson.
Ah, Michael Trapson.
Incredible. I was looking at some of his videos. It's a fake video, but this is kind of what a fan's rendition example thought would have been if a Michael Jackson and Prince collaboration ever happened. Okay?
That's a great word, so, collaboration.
I know most Prince fans say, hey, Prince is the best, but some says Michael Jackson's best. But hey, that's part of being the nerd. We don't get into controversial stuff because that's for CNN and
yes.
those idiots. But if this is controversial, this is about as controversial
yes, because
into the water we're gonna get.
I don't think they would have based on respect and their music, I don't think they would have ever collaborated.
No, they would not have. I don't think they would at all. So here we go. Here's Michael Jackson and Prince doing what could have been a version of When Doves Cry. Michael Trapson is the person doing the vocal.
Just give them those eyes.
About as close as you're going to get Michael Jackson and Prince. They're probably united to now, recording up in heaven, you know.
You know, the crazy thing about this is there's just two different styles of the 80s, two different ways, but they were names that crossed, but they never crossed working because I think they demanded too much, or whoever. It was just like Prince is just too powerful. Michael Jackson, yeah, exactly. He's different with the hip hop. My Prince is like rock, you know what I'm saying? But and then you throw Madonna in. I mean, that was just the three top names of the 80s. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that on the podcast. It really doesn't.
So we hope you enjoyed the Prince Uniquities number 3. I guess we're going to be back next year. After the new year, 2019, we will do a Prince Uniquities 4. What the hell?
Unless the demands put in the calls, put on the pressure, then we will do 4 this year, 2018. If not, you got to wait.